must I occur?
At one time, the blessed one was born,
and the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and the greatest assembly will be Sankhas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the mountain are called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural remnants. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and Noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural remnants. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, and compositional factors in consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, there is no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on, until no old age of death and no exhaustion of old age of death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. Since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the few times are relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unmeasured mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyata om gate gate paragate parasangate omisoroha. Shariputra, this is how our Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Nimble Avalokiteshvara, and he is told well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the fact that God does will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara and Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One. Thank you.
法见闻，众者达摩之月圆度金刚不坏之物，众皆如来福德行诸佛，皆当当作如来满德能力，何能言悲世界当知佛说法见不故理心觉当初如是。
Amen. So in the beginning, as usual, we are going to have the pure motivation.
And then the
teachings or the subject of the teaching is the Mahayana Bodhisattva mind.
디지 남아서게 손전에 주 대받침이 주인 바 팽그 말에 아니 러니 아니 가서 대받침 보인 바지 그거를 설러로
And usually all our teachers who had been our teachers before us they all have advised us that it is not of much use if the teachings is only the Mahayana or the greater vehicle but the practitioner should also have a great mind and a great practice according to the Mahayana teachings.
대바침이 주여세대 여와를 가르치고서는 다 선바자침부 담아도록 하사나
And what is the different or the speciality about the Mahayana teachings is it's very important that we should have a great open and big heart. That's what the Mahayana teachings is about.
인자는 대령 와서 관계 대연바 전전에도 니슨 제시케 자고 오면도 대령 와서 대용에 관계 대연바 전전에도 니슨 제시케 자고 오면 인자는
And since their Rinpoche says that all the students are the practitioners, all they already know about this the practice of the loving kindness, compassion, and the emptiness, they pretty much understand it. So we don't really need a elaborate explanation.
And
if somebody asks the practitioners like us, the students, if somebody asks what is the practice of the Mahayana, so we need to reply that it is to have a very loving heart which always thinks about the beneficial or the welfare of the other beings, and that's what the practice of the
Mahayana way.
And then if they ask, what are you going to do for the welfare of the other sentient beings? Then the answer should be like, I must have to get enlightened myself first in order to benefit others. And then in order to practice the Mahayana way, we must have to have the two pure motivations. And that is one is like, I must help the other sentient beings. And then that is one. And then the other is like, I must get enlightened. These two are the things that are necessary in our Mahayana practice.
And then there
are two teachings on the Mahayana path. One is by Atisha, and then the other is by Shantideva. But both of their teachings emphasize those two reasons, that two motivations, self-liberation and to liberate and to benefit other sentient beings. Both of these teachings emphasize that.
And
So when we say that I must get enlightened myself, and also I am getting enlightened for the benefit of other sentient beings. So what these two say is something very profound. It's a very good reason, and it's a profound something very profound.
Then Soso Chigwa Solichi Kenya Mama Imbarwa and Luna Lama Sanji Shunding, Tako the Tai of Sanji Tanji Shundi, Chitela, Rani, Kenya Shamanochi, Jesse Dida, Bed Yushana, Shana Samurajirawasa.
So now, since we have taken kind of a vow in front of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in their presence, since we make that great vow, so that is something we should not take it as something easy. It is something that we must consider something to be very serious.
So,
and keeping that in mind, since we have taken a profound, kind of a very special profound task, so we must have to, what we need to do to fulfill that profound task is to go and practice according to the teachings. So now we are going to meditate on that for a while.
And then we do not really necessarily need
to have that very profound, deeper kind of a thought, you know. But then simply we can just think and this is to Buddha that may I be able to do whatever you have done since the beginning. May I be able to follow your path accordingly to whatever you have gone to the same path and the teachings, the advices that you have given. May I be able to fulfill according to what you have done it yourself in the past. So that that kind of a simple motivation is just enough. So the teachings according to our pure motivation, the teaching is according to that motivation, like that so Lord Buddha has given us advices as in the form of a teachings. So he just advised us that the path I have gone through and got enlightened. May you all be also go through that path and get enlightened as I did.
So
So when the time Buddha was existing in this world, there had been occasions like the teachings he has been given, like the teachings like we are receiving from Rinpoche, the same way the people had been receiving, fortunate people had been receiving teachings from the Buddha when he was existing in the world.
Yīnāyā ngā tsō yī tātā yī tsē dzē sātē tsō gōmbu lūdū lā tsē dzē ngurē lā tā. Gōmbu lūdū tē tēmbā gōmbā tsō nā lō yījā yī jī lā pē yī sāyā tā, rūjā yī jī lā pē yī sāyā tā nā mōbō yī rē lā tā.
Lō shī pjā rē gu pjā?
Rūjā.
Rūjā.
Rū, six.
So, but now we are following the Buddha's teaching according to the Nagarjuna's teachings. And there has been a belief that Nagarjuna existed after the 600 years of the Buddha's passing away. And after the enlightenment of Lord Buddha, after 4 years or 6 years, you know, that there had been belief that Nagarjuna came into the world after the either 400 years or 600 years after Lord Buddha's enlightenment.
When I tell you, you know, Tumba Ranga Sunday, any Gombo Ludu, you know, Kadayo, you know, Sazona, any Gombo Ludu, any Jason Jambe, you know, most, you know, Jason Jambe on the same, you Gombo Jason Jambe on the Gombo Ludu, my Junjo.
So then the question, if there is a question like, then I know if he came into the world after 600 years of the Buddha's passing away, how did the teaching came to him? And then, so the answer is, it came through the Lord Manjushri.
So, someone told me to go to the world. So, someone told me to go to the world.
And then, the main teachings that came through Manjushri was about the emptiness.
So, Shangchu is saying, Jit, and it is Yaha Shamba Gombane, Papa Tome,
and then from Manjushri to Nagarjuna and then to Asanga.
Karsa, Jit is Yaha Shamba.
And then Maitreya.
Ne, Papa Tome.
And then from Maitreya Buddha, it came to Arya Asanga.
The Sangha got as any, the Sana Doji Juni, Java Yitrochen, my Juju Salagura.
And then the tantric practices and the teachings was through, was. It has been given through Vajrapani. You know, the all the tantric teachings was given through the Vajrapani.
And then
that's how we recognize all these teachings has been passed through the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas and then to
the masters.
So then that's how the teachings came and it was also practiced and preached through India and from India to Tibet. And in Tibet, many masters have experienced, learned, and they have debated over, and then this how it's been passed through. And then if we trace back the lineage, it is a very pure unbroken lineage because it has been passed through unbrokenly from the bodhisattvas like Manjushri, Maitreya, and Vajrapani, and to all the other lineage masters. If you know, if the teachings are not given from the unbroken lineage, just merely you know oneself reading the book and understanding the meaning and practicing is not enough if the teachings has not come through the unbroken lineage.
The karisena bena joji ro joji rani ye shachu yi sen yang le jian yang yang le ye dang 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 ba de le sa de lam suni yi le pena lam suni ba jun dang ba le sa jang chu no le pa da wa ju song su da wa kare ne ji ka je lo ji da ni go wa le pa su ni lam suni ba jin ne dang ba le sa do suni yi yi sen ge de ji su ga ye na shi
ya ga ne le be
Jansu Pakal Lashita, Lam George Badi Adisha, Jansu Pakal Shanchu Singh, Dambalensa, Padawa to Sidawa to Lodging over Salash.
And then, as the story goes, like the Atisha, the great Atisha, he traveled 6 months to go to across the river, across the ocean to take the Bodhisattva vow. And then it took another 6 months to come back to his own place just to get a Bodhisattva vows from one of the great Indian master. So what it shows is the importance of having the unbroken lineage and the vows that we take should come through unbroken lineage. So that's how it is very important to have to take the vows and any teachings from the unbroken lineage and from the masters to the masters.
Dijingi chugi kare chegresena de kejago marela da danyesa ono mo su gemba chajoro chude kare chene yombare chude ki kare le pengresede deni ki jwa de pechin jigo arsala da.
And then since all of the students are like they're quite old students in terms of study and coming to the classes, so you pretty must know what the dharma is, how to practice it, what the benefits of the practice is, what the way of practices is. So so it is not really necessary to explain what the benefit is of the teachings and why we are practicing. And then what we all wish is, our wish is to get enlightened, to follow the path of Buddha and finally get enlightened. That's all what we wish. And then in order to go to that state of enlightenment, we need a kind of example of two wings. And then two wings, one wing is to have a pure bodhicitta, and then the other is to the understanding of bliss and emptiness. And so in order to learn and to practice, that's why we are following the teachings of this middle way. And then what is a genuine practice and the meditation is not only to read and understand the book, but also to follow it properly with a proper understanding. That's the practice of the Mahayana teachings.
So
we would not simply get confused not by learning the dharma, but when we really get confused is we understand the dharma, but then we are not practicing it properly and appropriately. That is where the confusion comes from.
때는 아시소는 영원의 제소나로와 내 주 메시는 영원 제바마로 알라다. 로 주를 알림이 되는 영원의 제바로 와서.
So and then suppose if I go if I die and go to the lower realms, it's because that not knowing the dharma, but understanding dharma, knowing the dharma, but not practicing it properly or appropriately, not practicing. Because of that, I will go to the lower realms.
대신 가서 게임바스 하고 그러시나더라.
And this, all the old students would know that.
아, 이제 나 주지 좋아지. 이번 당한 건 좀 맞지. 당연히 사지 주시하기나다.
라.
당연히 사지 주시하기.
사지스나 라.
사지스는 가서 거기 제대로 지세기도.
라.
당연히.
Chapter. Okay. Today chapter 2 말벨.
그러니까 사지 이게 사지 주고 전원서 돼야.
알았어.
Lenda, Lende kabo samachi, eni tele jemba samachi.
Isumi yorba. Lende legi deburwa, lende le sabi.
Lende ngasugi lehte kante chega sana tongorwa. Eni le kante samundi le napo singi den dusre esane le napo samba achi. Listen. Tele tambo.
So when we talk about the karma, there are three types of karma. One is positive, negative, and the medical, in between. So the first comes when we are thinking about the negative karma, we know what is negative karma. And then we also understand know what is the positive karma. And then we also know the medical karma, neither one of them. Now, so we are now talking about the negative karma. And then we all know that what is negative karma is a negative action, and then the fruit of the negative action is the negative karma. And then if we accumulate merits and positive deeds, and that is the positive karma.
And then ngatsa le na po sa ba de la ngatsa lo go kha se yores la na
and then if we are to accumulate a negative action, so there are how many doors are there in order to accumulate negative actions
ngatsa lo go song yores
so there are three doors
le ma yi song lo
and then so there are three doors which is like body, speech and mind
ji don le de lo mo bo yue na yo Sajima quad the watch in a song the lectures on my ass. Megavile Moboyana.
In general there are so many different kind of karmas, but then according to Buddha's teachings make it a little simple, there are 10 accents.
Song your age, right? That chicken no longer so casting lensing current water says on a leech lens song your was.
So among these 10 we have already taught about the three negative actions of the body. And then with this in these teachings three negative actions of the physical negative actions we already completed the killing.
This is on the raw, any yes and like a soldier and not like carrying it by your worry. Any yes and like a soldier said, conditional cigarette said, Cassidy Shago Wars.
So now, in this previous class, on the chapter of three physical negative actions, the first was the killing. And, so we now we should know and understand that. What is the karma of killing? How we complete the action of killing, and what's the consequence of it? So we have already done this. So we hope that we know it by now. And then in this world there are so many human beings who commit suicide self-demolition suicide why they do it is because they don't think that committing suicide is a negative action and it will bear the consequence. Due to that ignorance, they commit the suicide. But then if somebody knows the consequence and it's to committing suicide and also is a negative action, and if we take the precaution, and so that is we will be a loser.
When you tell me, so double you, cousin, so you, she knows in the police, she knows what does it to so.
Recently, Rinpoche and the monks they went to a camping in a kind of a forest area, and then they encounter a police.
Kuno numbers carry me to Kun Nambi de Mombolo and Hima Koradajas and Oyasa.
And then this one, any cookie, the police said that in previous time he used to hunt a lot of deer. He used to hunt deer a lot. And then after he started reading the books on the Buddhist teachings, he read a lot of books, and that really helped him a lot into improve his mind. And so he, it helped him so much that he finally gave up hunting also.
You know,
And then, so this he told to other of the monks, but he didn't told Rinpoche. But he told also that he could give up hunting, but he still could not give up fishing. So he also he was you know so moved by this teachings that he invited Rinpoche and monks and he has a boat and he was inviting to them to go for a boat ride and also have a meal with them with him but due to bad weather it didn't happen but then what Rinpoche really wants to say is like you know it shows how much the teachings have been how much he appreciated so you see how valuable the teachings are that's the point he want to So what Rinpoche wants to tell us is like somebody who was a hunter could give up hunting just merely by reading a book. So then we who are really practicing it and understanding it and really going deeper into the teachings would definitely be able to do better than that. So Rinpoche says that they went camping in the forest and then the encounter was an accident because actually that policeman was summoned by somebody nearby but he mistakenly came to their campground so that was the story and actually there are a lot of other stories also. And then he actually requested for teachings and so Rinpoche said they didn't have enough time for teachings but they were performing the flag you know smoke offering flag ceremony so he was invited to that so he gladly joined the flag prayer almost a couple of hours.
然后，这些，他看见天热起热，当我做点的事情，当我做家里，所有这些的所有的家里，感觉新的节目就是所存在吧，这些吧，这些也把它结合起热。Then
so now last week before last weekend we completed the teachings on the killing. So now you know choice is up to us understanding the teachings and the so we know the consequence of the.
当时马金林巴斯罗，马这巴林巴，今天马金巴林巴斯罗。So
today the teaching is about the stealing. The stealing is a kind. Also in other words, stealing is that you take away something which is not given to you.
嗯，这，当年马这是罗伊罗伊讲的。马金巴林巴是呢，是，嗯，现在用是属于在康养中啊，我是。
So we first read, you know, stealing. The basis of stealing is anything owned by another among the three aspects of attitude.
And
then, so now I overread it. And now it's among the There are three bases of
So, dabo menge chi ngel lemba lo kuma je sege maro chala dabo jange chi la ta kore yes dabo yenge chi
so when it comes to stealing and if there is something that doesn't belong to anybody and you take it that is not a stealing but you know it, the object must belong to something like something must belong to something so that we take it without being given that is what is stealing
dedi ko dabo yime kese se jero dabo yime kese de nodu sare penro tanda penen digi gomba de jitu da so gomba ro dabo jitu da so ro asla
so when we talk about stealing we must have to see somebody possessing something suppose this monastery for example this monastery belongs to the Gyuto monastery
then a riju ichan onse jero ro pa de tonsona pa gi jyo yongso zo ba de bugula ongo ro wasa ba
and then it's like when a father has a property when the father pass away the son will be the appropriate or lawful owner of the father's property
and sambi won yi on wa sing jyo de ta de ma sambi won yi on yi san de ro de na ngala go ma ja ye na nge ja ga le nge pin ja le che ge yin san samba na ta ji de ba be de hwa sa na paje sana ani gomujate dabo de ni pinja cha sare la pinja kon ha kon ma kon
so and then there is another kind of a owner like suppose Rinpoche has $100 and he wants to give it to one of his siblings in India so he really wants it with a genuine heart to give it to his brother so even then if the brother doesn't know it he is a lawful owner of that of the $100
tell us some you on samba
so that is the kind of a motive like a honor by motivation
ro tena nga so phai na tena yong re ro phai na sen da kan ji me jian da ji yin ni pa me ji jian da ji go mo ja ku na phi ji me jian da de ha ma go na da bo de me jian da de zu gu re de me jian da ji ne so na ku ma ja sa re sa na da
so now in Tibet is also it's a very like consider it to be very important like if somebody is already have a motivation to give something to another person and that particular person is the lawful genuine owner of that money and even if that person doesn't meet so in between somebody would take the money away because the other person doesn't know that is also would be stealing because you know the, he is not the genuine owner of the money
and joyong on the situation ro pen rada jang de ni na ha ko so rada jang ni
rida
rida jang de ni pen rida na no sina se no gutu na jag ro jag ki
no
ten ri gutu ja se na ni soni ngom ba mal ko ngade de ni rida de ko so na ni nge ngom ba te san ko ma ja sha sa
and there are a lot of hunters in Tibet also like it can be in on any other place also like the hunters will set the trap in order to catch the animals so suppose if some other hunter will see the trapped animal and take away if the trap is not set by him but he see the animal before the trapper has seen the animal if that trapper takes away if the other hunter takes away that dead animal from the trap he is also a thief it's also a stealing
then joyu on yo on asala gre la na ta ta de ma ta joyu on yo on joyu gon on as ro ta ye chin ji on yo on as nge je re pe na ro pe na nga sun de pa sun lo de ji la cha te go de san ma de ji su sun go de bo chin lo ye chin do de su yang de ni che song na ko ma cha gre yu chin on
and also it's based on the places like if we have to travel from here to another state and then sometimes people will just get inside the train without buying the ticket and things that that's also a stealing
sakor den den ye ni che le ro ta che wa men du ri ji yong yi song chi ka je den ri ji len ya song na ga len sa ye ko pe ye ro ku ma len song na ha ko ye chi chi ri ji ye sin de ko ko ta ji den ye ni sing ji men de
kanlo kuma jebe nge de mo de ko so na kuma je she de mo ro
no so you know the also the person who is doing the act of stealing also have to know that you know in order to complete the action of stealing that person knows that what is he going to steal suppose if you know somebody steal the cup and he knows that it is a cup if somebody is going to travel without a ticket he knows that he didn't pay for the ticket and it is a ticket that he is stealing in the same way all the other things go
do sambane sro do sambala sonle se te chetanji sonji lo do do sambala sonle
ta dinga malok na thang samare de mushi lo gore be ni
te lo gore sambala sonle se ta na heje ni sa chi sa chi lo go yo sambala sonle yes ani de she ta nyomo ne sum de de she ta nyomo ne ha je no
and among the three aspects of attitude the perception and the affliction are the same as above
ma jin no se ti do
wa
ya da ha ma na gi re se de re ta da
like above yeah that's
wa ti ji ro ha ma na gi re se de ini du xie sing de kan de go re se son ini pe na nge pe na ma so de yin ge cha la de gu gu yin san ro so na ku du xie ro
And then the perception is like, you know, when you already have something in your mind that I am going to steal that thing, that is the perception. No. And then, like for perception, like when you have a motivation of stealing something from the person you hate that you don't like, and then you actually go to steal something from that person whom you hate, but then instead, if you end up stealing somebody else's belonging, then that is a mistaken.
Mm-hmm. 这些的片头嘛,
that is that the perception is not pure then when you are not stealing the thing that which you have thought of which you were motivated to if you are not stealing that thing and in instead you end up stealing somebody else's then that is a wrong kind of a perception
네들이 간대지라는 그 그만 여기에서 대산은 간대지 커나는 이제 마중에 차사를
살아 아야 So, you know, whatever you do, and if you are not doing according to what you are motivation, then that is a mistake, that's a wrong perception. And now comes the affliction, you know. Affliction is anything that is a wrong motivation and impure motivation. So affliction is related to the attachment or hatred, you know. You do this act of stealing because either you are attached to that something or you hate the person and you want it away from him. So that is the affliction. So that's the second
되지. 되는 줄이다. 결론에서 만나요 바르비 되는 소소라 마테는 같은 내가 대야들이. 로아. 결론에서 문제.
라운드.
결론에 만나요 와서 바르다 대원 되어 봐오. 와서 되버도록.
The motivation is the desire to take the thing from another person even though he or she has not given it to you.
어디지? 로. 대비서 파르비지 대로 파르비지 되는 게 라와지 지리 세대래 겨.
코란카게 파르바디 짤라딩이.
짤라딩이 라와지 지리 마로나 토와지 지리 세지.
The pin the bottom line is like to have a thinking of like you know whatever the other person has I will possess I will take it away from him that's the you know to possess the motivation is to possess the thing that is not yours.
Joanne Madanda Salas or Madandala, Joanne Madandala asked the Lord.
And as for the performance, the performer is as before.
Namada Kandid Dagger is alone in Roa. Joan Hamadanda City, Joa City, and Rani Pado Kumaja, and the Rani Yimajanga Karishan Chibas.
What this first line says, like that, as for the performance, the performer is as before. Is explains like sometimes you do the stealing, that you act the you perform the act yourself, or sometimes you make it other person do it for you. Whatever you do, you are still a thief. You know, you did steal the act of stealing.
That joyu ngon ye sendo ade kyang munda wajile roa. Joyu ngon ye ani tu choba tangas. Jo to kong kanshe jang dao was.
The nature of the performance in the art of stealing is either robbing by force or held by subterfuge. They are equivalent. Whatever, like, even if we do it in the presence of others, or we do it without anybody seeing or noticing it by hiding it, we do it, we steal in front, or we steal by hiding, or but not knowing, but still you are stealing, you are a thief. Further, whether people engage in the deceit about debits and trust, or take what is not given by other deceitful means, by other deceitful means, and whether they act for the sake of their own interests or others' interests, or to harm another, these are all equally considered stealing. So, and then sometimes you borrow some things from others and you don't return it back. That's also a form of stealing. And also, if you borrow money from a bank and you don't return it, that is also stealing. And also, there is a way that some people would really, you know, make other people like talk into, and then, you know, by you know, some kind of a talking and nice talking, and or by, you know, talk into, you get the, to, in order to get the money or the thing, you know, you make the other person give you the thing by talk into, and that's also stealing. Because, you know, whether you do it for yourself or for the others, or whether you do it yourself, the others do it for you, you are taking away something from others, so that is considered to be stealing.
Tattoo 내진 더 보아오 시선소.
As for the combination, the combination of the di kantar sangma di sangma domne di sangma kumala dogi re lamne situ dila
de je ta ta tu do tere di mlo ta
ase
de lo sai be
di lo sai
de lo ta
de re di
ane ta tu ane nge te de ge lego ji pe do ro lego pe de ni nga la ku je ji ku ku je ji nge pa te khadi sa gre se lo so na ani tu se de ne sa gre se ta ta tu la gre
na tu je di ne
Tachano Gilega Mombo Shuji, Kumaja, Tashila Mombo Shuji, Chesawaji, Jala Sosogi Lapan, Tarangi, Casa, Kumaja, Gilea Sasa Reves, and Tanda Sasa Mares,
and Sasa Yomarva.
Sasa Yomares.
Okay, then once you have got the motivation and you got the, you already did the act. And you got it, got the things or the money, whatever you wanted to purchase, and you already got it. So does that complete the act, or does it really be the, made the karma now? It's not yet.
Then a part double the yellow tongue or the tapaji double the tanga ragmaris chance and tiny tassar.
Tiny less I give
tiny mugger layons to do that.
So when the karma is complete, when the karma with the fruit is when the owner of the genuine, the lawful owner of the person who lost the thing would think that, oh, now I'm not going to get my thing back. When he thinks and then gives up the hope, then that's when the karma will ripen on this the thief.
Tanda dewa na sumba na hi chana sache jemolo na tawarang icha ro gudwa. Ye ne jen to poba se zona pena roa nge kama jago chen na chala te terin pena nge teri jute ra son chala chiku gu chen tanda chala chen dewa na mapo te sache jenda chen ja son na nyanka chima cha sa doa. Gu gu chen roa chala jenda ja son na kutu kale kale jie son na ngaro gu gu chen sigi roa. Cha sa doa de dewa le son doa.
Dulba te ne roa. And according to Vinaya Sutra, and if like somebody would think of you know stealing, taking something, and then you know slowly takes that you know like from for example some thing from Jutta monastery, take and then keep it away somewhere else. That in that moment the karma is already ripened according to the Vinaya Sutra.
As
for the culmination, the can you please read for me? You know, it will be this one.
Compendium of Determination says.
You please read the further.
Moving it to another location.
Yeah, and while?
While there are many cases that are incompatible with the meaning of this passage, moving the thing from its original place to another is merely an illustration.
Yeah.
In the case of such things as fields, moving it is not possible. Yet you must be able to posit such a culmination.
Maybe we didn't come live here. Okay.
Longing go to lo sasa.
No.
Ani ja. Yeah, pasa.
I see. Oh, it's a break.
Tadi lo ya tes chala shi ta lo.
I must have to make a little correction here that I okay. It was not according to Vinaya Sutra, that is another form of that what I said. It was as for the combination, the compendium of the determination says, moving it to another location, while there are many causes that are incompatible with the moving of meaning of this passage. Moving the thing from the original place to another is merely an illustration. In the case of things such as field, moving is not possible. Yet you must be able to posit
combination.
Therefore, in such a case, the combination is thinking that you have acquired it. Further, if you cause another to rob or cause them to steal, it is enough that the other person has that thought. This is like the case in which someone is killed without your knowledge, but by some person whom you have sent. When the victim dies, the one who caused the murderer incurs at the
actual sin.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you hear?
되게 된다 내려와 단다 되게 타슈 들러와
That was what Rinpoche already
지단이나 가디에나 가디에나
그렇지
아
되게 나서
로아 변에 지단 가서 처음 거에 되게 이제 이제서 나로 시작하래 이제 삼바 견노 녀모
Tattoos,
mm-hmm.
You know, like whatever actions we perform, there needs to be the four aspects has to come together in order to fulfill that action.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the perception, motivation, and the affliction.
Tattoo.
And then the and then these four aspects must have to come together. The final act.
And then
the perception that we must have to have somebody possessing the thing. Motivation is first is the motivation that there should be an object that you have to that you are motivated to. Steal, and then the affliction is the kind of the negative motivation that you have. That is the affliction, which is based on attachment or hatred or anger. Finally, when you have already acted the you completed the act.
아니 듀얼에 잘라 사전 내내 보셔와이나 아니 타투 차로서 러두스 데 쳔바사리마도 신카코마제도 아니 컴바코마제도 살라 사제 보사라고 말와스
There are three aspects of the category of attitude: perception, motivation, and affliction. Perception is spoken of in the compendium of determinations and in the text on discipline. The compendium of determinations says that the perception of this as that
must be accurate.
And then whether you did the stealing yourself or you send somebody to steal it for you, and then as long as you already have that kind of a thought that somebody's belonging is mine, then the act of stealing is completed.
나도 잘라가니려 요나 당한이 차서 쇼 제가 말어와 로 자제 당에 용식으로 파셔식으로
Because like if you already have a thing with you, you would not you would not think that it is with you. It is not somebody would not take it away. So it is with you.
다 마지막에 말해 미세기 도와서해서야 되면은 알로이드만 도와줘.
So if anybody has any questions in relation to this stealing, so you can ask her. Yes.
So if the karma doesn't ripen until the person realizes that something has been stolen, what if the person never knows that something has been taken from them?
Okay. And this at chala la khen ki ni chi or ba o di ni ji ki ro sam lo la ta khu ke chala di ta kuma sho sha sam ne ke sam gi ro wa ti tu de ta ka se le di ming gi re dam ya na ne di mi di ki ta chala kuma sho ba di ha mo ka na khan de yong gi re
chi dan de ni re ro te da bu lo chi re ta ne de re chi dan ma so gi no da de chi ro
gelong
pe na gelong ne re gi chi ye na se ye na ko la so che ye ne pe na sang ye so che chu go ma re se chen ji zo che ro
no
chen te da kari ka du ge go se la so na ro da bo te ji tang ye sho sa so se ne da bo yi lo dong ne nga ji ra so se di te ni de ji chu so na ne chen te da ge ro go so ya re
ti so che ba de kan de se
al so che ne se da ku ma se so la da
ku ma de
pe na nge do bo di chorang ye chala ko gu ye na ne chorang ye tang ye ra go ma re te go
If according to monks or the non-spouse, that we are not of course supposed to do this, but and when we steal or kill, and then if we steal somebody's belonging, and then that person says that now I lost it, I will never get it back again, then that's when the act is completed, that's when the karma will ripen. Any case if you have a corner?
Sitting, not so you have a woman, Jalabena, Nepari, Nalakuba, Nehama, which quick cross on a Kuronka ditolo chesona, and a cookie calling him a chagri.
La
Paina, Malajala Chiku, Maltero, which is Gumujaku. Yangal Kubako Mari de Dero. Any Pigacuni, the Yetanga called Telim in Kahako Maris and Tangal Tosun Caditans on any but the general.
Now, suppose you lost something and you don't know, but suppose somebody is sent something from another state, somebody has sent you something from another state, but then the person in go between, whoever is carrying your package. Says things that you don't know about the thing, so now I can have it and it belongs to me, and then at that time that person would have the consequence. The person who steals will have the karma will ripen when he thinks that now the other person who is the lawful rightful person of that owner of that object, I will not give it to him. I keep it myself because he doesn't know it, so I keep it myself. Then the karma will ripen.
Shuma, kisi nye ha kone yunjo roa. Ani ngala chidong goje pene ni to golo le chora nga chala kosa nga chay mudu se yang nye sa che tong nilo sona ku yunjo goma ja tse che sona ku kanje hima le sa sa re la da. Joni ta ra ta.
But later on some you claim that object from that person, back in 2009 somebody has sent me this package and you didn't give it to me, so you claim it back, but still then that man has already ripened the karma of stealing. Stealing is something very risky.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like for example, you know, stealing is very risky and dangerous. Like, you know, it is not really necessary that all the aspects have to come together. But, you know, but still, even if the all the aspects have not completed, you know, aspects have come together, he still has, you know, has a bear some amount of karma.
Police road the pond on and also conjoined, could come at ye less than a conyabachi kitarola, Kuronjala Kigirai Marola. Then on ye conj, let in on Yichibachi Sarosala.
Like, for example, you know, like if you, if a robber come into your house, and then before he steals something, you call a police, and police got the intruder. And even that intruder couldn't steal anything from your house, he's still going to have the punishment from the police. In the same way, you know, even if you didn't really get the thing, but you know, your negative thinking or motivation will already have some amount of karma. Yeah, but when all the aspects of, you know, the act come together, then the karma is ready to ripen. There are very good regulations and so many facilities and very good security systems and all this. Because of that, it doesn't happen so often here in the States. But in India, there are, you know, it's a poor country and there are not so much a good sense of security and all this. There are so many people, you know, committing this kind of stealing. Like there are many, many people who travel without, you know, buying a ticket. So they already have, you know, like some karma already there. They have already accumulated some karma. Yes.
Among the three affliction minimum, is there one that's worse than others, or they're all equally seen as the same?
Mm-hmm.
With anger, for instance,
And is that an anju, you know, took some your wah, you know, you know, some chick 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 for red, I'm young man, you know, chickly chick, chickly dugatang, chick chick, taga that in the your ways, a pena, cassor, a condo of the savana, condo mangu in this savana, the dugat in the shook chair, in the revesa.
Carola,
you know. You know, like if we, like we are talking about three poisons, you know, the attachment and anger, and then there comes the ignorance. And then when there is anger or attachment or hatred, the ignorance is already there together. You know, spontaneously, ignorance is there. It is like, you know, like ignorance is compared to the darkness, you know, it's something unknowing, not knowing.
Then a sense of mebas and a reward. Roa. Sense of mebas and how was a river.
Same kidiba.
Same meba, same nagon.
Yeah, it's the darkness of the mind.
And
You know, how does the anger come? It's because, you know, deep inside your mind, there is a darkness of ignorance. Because of that, we cling to I, you know, the ego clinging. And because of that, the anger creates. And because of this clinging to I, then the sense of, you know, dualism, that me and they kind of things are, you know, that appear.
nga se sona ene nga cho sho lo ga bo cha ba ene je da sho lo ene dang se da kong cho ren se
and then when that comes like when it comes I, then comes mine, and then our, you know, and that way, you know, you have like a more closeness to your own I and mine, to your belongings, may it be things or a family or whatever. And then, you know, since there is I, then there is others, you know, since it's our and mine, and there will be other. So you will, there will be a distance for others, you know, whereas you will have a closeness for your own. And that is the dualism.
Chidanda nga singe de yoro asala da. Nga singe yore, nga yi pinja singe yore, ini yinda singe yoro asala ya.
And then, I mean, there, we have that, you know, I with all of us. We have I and mine and our, you know, we have our siblings, our family. There is I and, you know, our.
Tanda timu yi on yi nga singe zinde yi tsele gebi nga roa, kaanla tobo mebi nga si.
And, you know, this... the I, which is created out of ignorance, it's like so great. It's like it's huge, yeah, immeasurable. It's countless. It's like something very huge.
Kuyi mule ja ani kontrol dan decha de shedan de sma tangyo wara la da.
Because of I inside us, that's what, you know, triggers the anger, the attachment, hatred, all this, that's what was triggered by the clinging to I. And then I dwells in the darkness of our mind. All these three poisons, you know, possessed by this ignorance, there is nothing less than that.
Because,
you know, like all this anger and attachment, the root is the anger of attachment. The ignorance is the root of all these poisons. Like ignorance is the root of anger and attachment too. So why we always think like why we must have to develop bodhicitta is because to destroy this I, clinging of I and self-cherishing. Because this is the very thing which we must have to get rid of. Because this I, ignorance is the cause of all these other afflicted emotions. That's why we must have to destroy the ignorance which causes us to cling to I. And so in order to go to the path of enlightenment, in order to get the enlightenment, we must have to destroy the I clinging, which is ignorance. And so instead of that, we must have to have developed the bodhicitta.
Then so ye taje janaro rani tsa chambu shu jin zen de chi yong ro wa sa la da.
So when we examine, when we really pay attention, we all have really cherished the I. This I doesn't really have to do anything with others, you know, with it doesn't have to agree with anything, you know. The I is so strong.
And
then when we develop the bodhicitta, it will be the antidote to get rid of this eye clinging.
La. 돈이 또 비싸라 기로 와. 라니 가나에 되면 된대 기로. 뒤 같이 자고 와서.
And then if we understand the emptiness, then the wisdom of emptiness, that will help us to, you know, like that will be the antidote also to the eye clinging. And that's why we must have the understand the teachings of emptiness. The wisdom of emptiness is very important because that is the antidote to the eye clinging. Ignorance of eye clinging. And then the development of bodhicitta and the understanding or the wisdom of the emptiness would be the antidote to the ignorance and the ignorance of clinging to eye.
第一件事呢, 상제기, 상제탄제기, 등체래다, 코로 동부 상제래대, 가리다 등월서나.
So how Lord Buddha got enlightened is because he turned inwards and saw the shortcomings of one clinging to I, and he, in simple words, he rather got aware and he saw his own defilements or his defects or his mistakes, and he corrected this. That was what he did in order to get enlightened.
되게 과야 보내나로 와. 아니 산제 살라도 와달지 옛날에 편바 중에 조조인 받지마도 라니를 쳐다와 너무 많고 나다데 되게 말했잖아.
So those whoever is following the path of the Buddha in order to get enlightened, so we can see those whoever have got to enlighten has always give up the self. They always did whatever for the benefit of others. They didn't cling to self. They were not selfish. They didn't do anything selfish for oneself. They didn't cling to I and my. And then they always, did the service for the welfare and the benefit of the other sentient beings. That's how the Buddhas get enlightened. So is it okay if we continue with the, you know, now it comes to the sexual since I didn't, my eyes are so, you know, it's not, you know, the light is not enough for my eyes, so Rinpoche and I request Ken to read the whatever Rinpoche is reading.
That would be useful. Yeah.
Okay, and it comes to the sexual misconduct, so we will first do the sum duga.
Okay, now
first, He is going to tell about, explain about what we are not supposed to do according to the physical, according to, you know, the...
Ta lopa yin yin, lopa yin 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 sa, juba shawa mienpa tan, yala mienpa tan, ne mienpa tan, tu mienpa tan, shawa. Ta la tongpo ne juba shawa mienpi, maybe Pene da Jeba Tan Che Tan Ma Ning Hong Te Yi Tong Ma Ne Diwa Le Sa Ma La So Ba Tan Sun Nwe Tan Kar Sa Re Sun Nwe Sun Wa La So Ba Tan Sa Do Le Ji Ki Sun Wa Na Ne Ju Ba Sha Wa Mi Ba Shi Sha Wo Shi Sun La Sa Di Ba Da Ji Ki Sa
Di Ba Di Ji Lo Da Can you please read this much?
There are four possible bases of sexual misconduct. A person with whom you should not have intercourse, inappropriate body parts, inappropriate places, and inappropriate times. Those with whom one should not have intercourse in the case of men are women with whom you should not copulate, all men and eunuchs. The compendium of determinations refers to the first.
Amalas,
Those indicated in the sutras, such as your mother and those protected by mothers, are those with whom you should not have intercourse. The meaning of this is, as the scholar Ashva Gosa said, those with whom you should not copulate are those held by another, those having a religious insignia, those under the protection of a family or king, a prostitute who has been taken by another, and those related to you. These are the ones with whom you should not copulate. Those held by another are others' wives. Those who have a religious insignia are those protected by family are those who have not yet become brides and are protected by kinfolk, such as their fathers, who are protected by a father-in-law or a mother-in-law, who are protected by a guard, or who, in the absence of these, are protected even by themselves. Those protected by a king or his representative are those concerning whom a punitive law has been laid down. The line stating that sex with a prostitute for whom another has paid his sexual misconduct shows that there is no sexual misconduct in hiring a prostitute yourself. The great elder also taught this in a similar way. Men, the second of the list of those with whom you should not have intercourse refers both to oneself and others. Inappropriate body parts or body parts other than the vagina. The master Asvagosha says, what are the inappropriate body parts? Mouth, the anus, calves or thighs pressed together, the hand in motion. This accords with what the great elder says. The inappropriate body parts are the mouth, the anus, the front or rear orifices of a boy or a girl, and your own hand. Inappropriate places are the areas such as the vicinity of gurus, for instance, a place where there is a stupa, the presence of many people, or on uneven or hard places that are harmful to persons with whom you are having intercourse. Master Asvaghosha says, in the case of inappropriate places, are ones that are locations of the sublime teaching, stupas, images and the like, and bodhisattvas, and the vicinity of an abbot, a preceptor, or one's parents. Do not have intercourse in these inappropriate places. The great elder also taught this. Inappropriate times are when the woman is menstruating, when she is at the end of her term of pregnancy, when she has an infant who is nursing, when she is observing a one-day vow, and when she has an illness which makes sexual intercourse inappropriate. Sexual intercourse is also inappropriate in excess of a proper amount. The proper amount is having intercourse up to 5 times in a night. Master Asvaghosha says, in that case, inappropriate times are when a woman is menstruating, pregnant, has an infant, is unwilling, is in pain, or is unhappy, and the like, or is maintaining an 8-part, 1-day vow. Again, the great elder is similar to Asvaghosha with the difference that he says the daytime is an inappropriate time. Given the 3 bases, sexual intercourse using inappropriate body parts in an inappropriate place or at an inappropriate time becomes sexual misconduct even in regard to your own wife, it is certainly the case that they become sexual misconduct in regard to others. Of the 3 aspects of the category of attitude, perception, motivation, and affliction, perception is spoken of in the compendium of determinations and in the texts on discipline. The compendium of the determinations says that the perception of this as that must be accurate. However, the Buddha says in the texts on discipline that in the case of the cardinal transgression of unchastity, it is the same whether the perception is mistaken or accurate. The Treasury of Knowledge auto commentary explains that if you have approached another's wife with the perception that she is your own wife, then this does not become an actual path of non-virtuous action. Vasubandhu presents 2 systems in regard to this intercourse under the perception that another person's wife is the wife of a third person, one in which intercourse becomes a path of non-virtuous action and one in which it does not. The affliction is any one of the 3 mental poisons. The motivation is the desire to do unchastity to copulate. As for the performance of the compendium of determination states that even in terms of causing others to commit sexual misconduct, the instigator of such an action incurs the misdeed of sexual misconduct as well. However, the Treasury of Knowledge auto commentary explains that such instigation is not an actual path of action. You should examine whether Asanga's explanation may mean that such an instigation is a fault, which is not an actual path of action. The culmination of the sexual action, the culmination is the sexual union of the 2 parts.
So these are the 3 negative actions of the physical body which we are not supposed to perform. As we have explained before, that's anything we are going to do, any actions we are going to do, that you know, knowingly that there is it's going to be a ripen a karma and the consequence. So we now understand how the karma ripens or how the consequence is going to be.
Tesombo karonglan chu sona lyu chheba ngeba lan chu share ro.
So killing, stealing and sexual misconduct, all this whatever we have learned, and you know that these are whatever you have performed according all the actions that you have performed according to the body, speech and mind is going to be the negative actions of the physical body.
So
here Rinpoche says that he doesn't think that there is a necessity to explain anything because you know there's written in the book.
Anything. So
since the beginning of our birth, we had been performing all these negative actions through our body, spirit and mind, and that's why that's the result of what we are now. Since now we know that all the consequence of the negative actions, we must have to strive towards the path of enlightenment. And in order to follow the path of enlightenment, we must have to have we must need to develop the bodhicitta and also have to understand the meaning of the wisdom and the emptiness. And the understanding of the wisdom and emptiness and the development of bodhicitta will help us to go to and to get the to achieve the enlightenment. And we know now we must have to have that motivation, and that we would not be overpowered by this negative actions of body, speech and mind. Instead, we will be a better human being following the path of the teachings and developing the bodhicitta and understanding the wisdom and emptiness.
Yeah.
cho rang ye je je do be la je ne sho ro se ve do ye do ge je do ye ye je ne bo se je ne do ye de bo yu re je jo je dāmbā rācē chōgē mācchāvā ānyāvā jībē sūtēnē nījē chēmbā yē rācchāvā yē pēdē tētē sēvā sēvā sū sēcē jāyē mīchāvā chēnēlē Le zhu shang chu lang zhu rin bie chang Ta de tang zhi yi la bie de xin Jia yue zi ba rin du chang zhu ji Lang zang zhu bie ti jin zhu xie jin Ye jin si ji me tang me mi kin Gudu jaya mabaye, nada nada jaya majuaje, kanse te ba chola chujaje, suje jula zaba te vyeze, tode na jada do chujaje, Raji Jatsu Shogun Chogyu Ji Nami Kutsu Rode Ji Naga Chinle Shogyu Ji Bada Loza Dibi Jumi Sasa Ji Roye Mise Dato Niju Ji Raya Goye Shikansu Peta Deva Mali Jovene Shere Zewa Dizhe Jazoye Shabe Siti Bado Dijoji Baye Chita Chimba Tang Kudu Sambo Gyeje jesu dalo shi Gyewa de da ta je ro do mo Yuzo shi bi gyawa ta je je